Thank you for joining us today on Drawing Near. This ongoing study of the Bible is designed to help and encourage us to draw near to God through the study and application of His Word. If you have any questions about the Bible or your walk with the Lord Jesus, feel free to reach out to me through my email address in the description section of this podcast. The Bible is God's written revelation to mankind. He breathed it into existence. We are to read it, study it, live it, and share it. Today on Drawing Near, we see that the Bible is profitable to those who study it. Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and study God's Word is profitable. And as we prepare for today's study, let's pray together. And our Father in heaven, as we come before you, we do so with a desire to know you better, to draw near to you, to understand how you have made yourself known in your word, what you desire your word to do in our lives. We thank you for the living word, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to pay for our sins, to make atonement for us before you. And we thank you for the perfection of his death, burial, and resurrection that is able to save us to the uttermost. Father, give us understanding today as we walk by faith in studying your word. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. So turning to 2 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 16 we read, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul had been writing to Timothy about his persecution and about how evil men will continue to become more and more deceptive as time goes on. He has encouraged Timothy to remember the word of God that he had learned from the time he was a child. He encouraged him to remember who had taught him the scriptures and then to walk in those scriptures faithfully. He then focuses on the scripture itself, telling him about the word of God. We've already looked at all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is God-breathed. God breathed it into existence. It is his word to us about himself. It is not our word about God, and there's a big difference between the two. As we go on in verse 16 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we read that the word of God, which is inspired by God, breathed out by God, is profitable. I know that should go without saying. I know that we should understand that there is a benefit to reading God's word. But the idea of profitable is the idea that your life is going to have something built into it, added to it. You're going to have a profit. You're going to have a gain, an increase. That's the idea of profitable. And Paul writes that it's profitable in four specific ways: for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction or training in righteousness. In this study, I want us to just focus on one word for a moment: doctrine. The word of God is profitable for doctrine. What is doctrine? The word doctrine simply means teaching. God's word contains a large body of instruction or teaching. We learn doctrines about God, about Christ, about the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, about man, his sin, his fall, his relationship with God. We learn about the Bible itself. There are so many different types of doctrines and teachings in the Word of God. And it's important that we understand God has given us this doctrine, this body of doctrine, so that we may be informed and understand what his will is, what his desire is, who he is, and how we are to live according to his desire, his design. We must come to grips with the idea that there is a right way and a wrong way to live. There's a right way and a wrong way to believe. There are good convictions and bad convictions. We need to know what God's word says. What is his will? And why is that important? Because he's the creator. He is God. He is judge. He is redeemer and savior. God is the one that Adam and Eve rebelled against in the garden when they took the deceptive word of a serpent over the word of God. We need doctrine in our lives. And for so many people, doctrine has this idea of being stodgy or dry. It is burdensome. It weighs us down. And many people want their Christian faith to be lively and abounding and rejoicing and fun. We have to understand God's desire for his people is holiness. God's desire for his people is that they be protected from the consequences of sin. He has given us a body of teaching, a body of doctrine, so that we can know how to live, what to believe, and then live that out by faith. That's what Paul had told Timothy. You need to walk in the scriptures that you had learned. You need to continue in the things which you have learned. He tells Timothy in another passage that he needs to consider, that Timothy needs to consider Paul's doctrine and manner of living. You have a body of doctrine that guides your life. You have values, you have beliefs, you have this teaching that you have embraced, whether it comes from God or the world, whether it is holy or ungodly. You have a body of doctrine that you live by. You have rules and guidance for your life. We need to have God's guidance, God's truth. We need to understand that God's word is there to teach us his truth. And because it exists to teach us, to communicate to us his truth, his doctrine, we need to engage it as such. We need to engage it in such a way that we take in this doctrine, that we understand this doctrine. That's why we need to engage the Word of God with questions. When we read a passage like Genesis chapter 1 that talks about how God created the heavens and the earth, we need to ask questions like, who is the center point of creation? It's not man, as many people believe, it's God. And all creation belongs to God. We learn that in the Psalms. God has power, and he makes his power known through creation. These are teachings that are to guide our life. They're to shape our faith. We need to understand this scripture is inspired by God, breathed out by God, and is profitable to increase our lives with godly doctrine, biblical doctrine, sound doctrine, not flimsy, not shaky doctrine. And when we know the truth of God's word, then we are not driven by every deceiving thing that comes down the pike. We're not drawn away. We can recognize whether someone is legitimately godly or not. There's great protection, great benefit, great profit in the doctrine of God's holy word. And we need to be doctrinal people. I encourage you to read the Bible with this idea that it contains doctrine, teaching from God, and that you want his doctrine, his teaching, to be a part of your life, to guide your life, to be the core of all of your values, all of your beliefs. Father in heaven, help us to understand the benefit of doctrine. Help us to understand how your word benefits us as we study it, as we grow and increase in our understanding of your teachings, your truths. Thank you for your word. Thank you for all that it means to us and all that it can accomplish in our lives. Help us, Father, to benefit, to profit from the study of your word day by day. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for studying with us today. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are shared. Drawing Near is a ministry of FBC Tip City, based on the promise that if we will draw near to God, he will draw near to us.